This new strategy was developed over the spring and summer of 2001 and was approved by the President's senior national security officials on September 4th. It was the very first major national security policy directive of the Bush administration, not Russia, not missile defense, not Iraq, but the elimination of al-Qaeda. Although this national security presidential directive was originally a highly classified document, we've arranged for portions of it to be declassified to help the Commission in its work, and I will describe some of it today. The strategy set as a goal the elimination of the al-Qaeda network and threat, and ordered the leadership of relevant U.S. departments and agencies to make the elimination of al-Qaeda a high priority and to use all aspects of our national power, intelligence, financial, diplomatic, and military, to meet that goal. And it gave cabinet secretaries and department heads specific responsibilities. For instance, it directed the Secretary of State to work with other countries to end all sanctuaries given to al-Qaeda. It directed the secretaries of the Treasury and State to work with foreign governments to seize or freeze assets and holdings of al-Qaeda and its benefactors. It directed the Central Intelligence, the Director of Central Intelligence, to prepare an aggressive program of covert activities to disrupt al-Qaeda and provide assistance to anti-Taliban groups operating in Afghanistan. It tasked the Director of OMB with ensuring that sufficient funds were available in budgets over the next 5 years to meet the goals laid out in the strategy. And it directed the Secretary of Defense to, and I quote, ensure that contingency planning processes include plans against al-Qaeda and associated terrorist facilities in Afghanistan, including leadership, command, control, and communications, training and logistics facilities, and against Taliban targets in Afghanistan, including leadership, command, control, air and air defense, ground forces and logistics, and to eliminate weapons of mass destruction, which al-Qaeda and associated terrorist groups may acquire or manufacture, including those stored in underground bunkers. This was a change from the prior strategy, Presidential Decision Directive 62, signed in 1998. Which ordered the Secretary of Defense to provide transportation to bring individual terrorists to the U.S. for trial, to protect DOD forces overseas, and to be prepared to respond to terrorist and weapons of mass destruction incidents. More importantly, we recognize that no counterterrorism strategy could succeed in isolation. As you know from the Pakistan and Afghanistan strategy documents that we have made available to the Commission, our counterterrorism strategy was a part of a broader package of strategies that addressed the complexities of the region. Integrating our counterterrorism and regional strategies was the most difficult and the most important aspect of the new strategy to get right. Al-Qaeda was both a client of and a patron to the Taliban, which in turn was supported by Pakistan. Those relationships provided al-Qaeda with a powerful umbrella of protection, and we had to sever that.